Did I say that well?
I think you said that perfectly. I always like to think that pain is life's messenger, right? So whether that pain is physical or mental or emotional, life is always kind of tapping you on the shoulder and trying to usher you to where you belong and where you are going to make the greatest impact. And you're right. The trick is listening to that little tap.
So let me ask you a question. I'm so glad you said that. It's a beautiful segue. Thank you, universe. Pain is life's messenger. Why do you think it has to be through pain? Why can't it be through some other avenue?
Well, I wouldn't say that pain is life's only messenger.
Okay.
But I would say that pain is one of life's chief messengers. And if you think about the way that we are built, everything that Mother Nature wants you to do to perpetuate the species, whether it's eating or mating or seeking safety or taking care of yourself, is driven by discomfort. When Mother Nature wants you to eat, she makes you hungry. It's uncomfortable. You eat and you're rewarded by being comfortable. When Mother Nature wants you to mate, she makes you lonely. It's uncomfortable. You find a mate and you're restored to comfort. And so deep into our nervous systems is baked into us this aversion to discomfort, because if we didn't have that, this whole mechanism wouldn't work. And so that mechanism is it's at the forefront of what drives us. And so it's not to say, to your point though, that we aren't also guided by things that are more positive or uplifting and pleasurable, but the chief mechanism, biologically speaking, has to do with what I'll call discomfort, which has all sorts of different shades from excruciating pain to just a mild annoyance.